From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Authorities say a man who killed four U.S. Marines in Chattanooga, Tennessee, spent several months in Jordan last year. Before the visit to Jordan in 2014, Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz reportedly visited the country four other times. Investigators are trying to determine if he made contact with any extremist groups while there. At a press conference in Chattanooga Friday, FBI Special Agent in Charge Ed Reinhold said that his organization is exploring all the travel done by Abdulaziz.
We are exploring all travel that he has done, and we have asked our intelligence partners throughout the world to provide us with any information they may have concerning his travel and or activities while overseas.
Born in Kuwait, the 24-year-old Abdulaziz was a naturalized U.S. citizen. The Site Intelligence Group reports that he wrote a blog and on Monday said on it that life is short and bitter. Later Friday, about 1,000 people, including members of the city's Muslim community, attended a special memorial service at a Chattanooga church. At least 40 people have been killed in a car bombing at a town in Diyala Province, Iraq, in one of the Islamic State's deadliest attacks since it took over parts of the country. Police and medical authorities say the bombing in the town of Khan bin Isaad was so powerful that it knocked down several buildings. Amateur video showed the dead scattered in a marketplace where they had gathered to celebrate the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Islamic State said in a statement issued on Twitter that the attack was to avenge the killing of Sunni Muslims in the northern Iraqi town of Hawija. It said the car bomber was carrying around 3 tons of explosives. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama met with Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubayr at the White House Friday as the United States continued efforts to sell its Iran nuclear agreement to skeptical allies. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said while all options remain on the table, President Obama wants a diplomatic solution.
The military option on the part of the United States is one that continues to be available, but the more effective way, the best way for us to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon is through principled diplomacy, an agreement structured exactly like this one.
The historic nuclear deal reached last week between Iran and 6 world powers is expected to be approved early Monday by the UN Security Council in Vienna. Ukrainians Friday marked the first anniversary of the downing of Malaysian Airlines flight MH17 by a missile over the rebel-held eastern part of the country. People brought flowers, toys, and paper airplanes with messages to the Dutch embassy, where the Dutch flag was flying at half-staff. Most of the 298 people killed on board the plane were Dutch nationals. Meanwhile, in the Netherlands, a solemn ceremony marked the first anniversary. Evert van Zijtveld is a member of the MH17 Aviation Disaster Foundation, who lost 2 teenagers on the flight.
It's good to remember. We forget our last one, of course, never. But this disaster should never be forgotten by anybody.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko Friday called the downing of MH17 a ruthless terrorist attack. He said the fatal missile shot could only have happened with participation from Russia. Ukraine blames pro-Russian rebels for the shootdown. Russia and the rebels deny responsibility and blame Ukrainian forces. President Obama met with the oldest living U.S. military veteran at the White House on Friday. Emma Didlake is 110 years old and served with distinction during World War II. She was a private in the Women's Army Auxiliary Corps during the course of her service. Mr. Obama said she personifies the dedication of military veterans.
It's a great reminder of not only the sacrifices that the greatest generation made on our behalf, but also the kind of trailblazing that women veterans made, African-American veterans who helped to integrate our armed services. We are very, very proud of them, and that's why we got to make sure we do right by them.
Didlake was in Washington as part of an honor flight which brings veterans to the city to visit the World War II Memorial. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.